wenu imwe muri kumusoro kudenga imwe muri pano mane rwana imwe magazadza dzienda nekuenda baba tiroda kuchenda ine uko wenyu uri pakati pedu mane rwana ishe tinokutikana kuti mune chekutiitira usiku hwanhasi apostora pauro pane imwe nguva akati ndikataura nendimi nezvimwe zvakawanda asi shoko rimwe chete rinonzwisisika rinobva kuna mwari rinounza kugutikana baba toda kutendai nokuda kwemumwe neumwe wedu vakunda kuuya kuimba yamwari nevazhinji vedu vasiri pano mane rwano zvidziviso zvakawanda muupenyu hwepasi asi ishe munotipa nyasha tose pamwe chete tinokutendai baba nokuda kwomufundisi wedu vaitirei zvakanaka nemhuri yavo ishe nevaofisers vechechi baba wemasimba ose varopafadzei muvaitirewo zvakanaka baba tinotokumikidza kuparidzwa kweivhangeri mukati memaoko enyu chanzi chaisu kristu tinokutendai kuti chikamu ichocho makaona zvakafanira kuti chiitwe nemunhu ishe kwete nokuti makaona vanhu vakakwana asi chanzi chaisu kristu munotarisa kuseri kwezvatinogona kuseri kwezvatinokundika imi mwari kuva nenzira yenyu pakati pedu ndochikumbiro chedu mane rwano muzita raishe wedu jesu kristu amen amen tokupasai mesaji saratenzi jesu kristu ndakutenda mwari mane rwanhasi
like to thank the Lord tonight.
Noda kumukana kuya muimba ya Mwari.
Because of the opportunity granted to me to come to the house of the Lord.
Tirikufara.
Believing that we are all happy.
Amen. Tinotenda mufundisi.
Like to thank the pastor.
Amen. Mukana uno.
Because of the opportunity.
Amen. Tizotaura hedu zvakawanda taverenga shoko raMwari.
Maybe we can go into the reading of the word and say other things thereafter.
Amen. Acts chapter 26
Tizare buku remabasa 26
Acts chapter 26
Tizare buku remabasa 26
Amen Verse 1, then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself.
Zvino Agrippa akati kuna Paulo, unotenderwa kuzvidavirira. Ipapo Paulo akatambanudza ruoko rwake akazvidavirira achiti.
Amen. I think myself happy. Okay, tinopedzisa here takagara pasi
shoko tsvakanaka. As we continue reading,
I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all things whereof I am accused of the Jews.
Mambo Agrippa, ini ndinozvikorokotedza zvandinozvidavirira nhasi iri pamberi penyu pamusoro pezvose zvandinopomerwa navajudha.
Amen. Especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews, wherefore I beseech thee to hear me.
Zvikuru sei nekuti ndinoziva kuti munoziva zvakadzama tsika dzose nemashoko ose pakati pevajudha naizvozvo ndinokumbira kwamuri kuti mundinzwe nemoyo murefu.
My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most stressed sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee.
Vajudha vose vanoziva mufambiro wangu kubva pauduku hwangu waive pakati porudzi rwangu nepaJerusarema kubva pakutanga.
Where are we? Okay, and now I stand and judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should not raise the dead?
Na zvino ndinomira pano kuti nditongwe nokuda kwokutarira vimbiso yakapuwa madzibaba edu naMwari. Marudzi edu ane gumi nemaviri ayo anoshumira Mwari usiku nesikati. Achiti achasvika pachivimbiso ichi. Pamusoro pokutarira uku, imi mambo ndinouya navaJudha. Munofungireiko imi kuti hazvingatendwi kuti Mwari ungamutsa vakafa?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verily, thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We think I do also did in Jerusalem, and men of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests.
Zvino neni ndaiti ndinofanira kuita zvinhu zvizhinji zvinopesana nezita raJesu weNazareta. Ndakazviitawo paJerusarema, ndikapfigira vatsvene vazhinji mutirongo, ndapuwa simba nevaprisita vakuru. Uye kana vaizovurawa, neni ndaibvumira pamwe chete navo. Nomumasinagogo ose ndaivatambudza, ndichivaroverera kuti vamhure Mwari. Ndikanyanya kuvapengera ndikavatambudza kusvikira kumaguta ari kure nenyika ino. Ndakati ndichaita izvozvo ndikaenda Damasco nesimba uye nomurayiro wevaprisita vakuru.
At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun.
Zvino mambo, masikati makuru ndiri munzira, ndakaona chiedza chakabva kudenga chaikunda kupenya kwezuva chichindipenyera kumativi ose nevandaifamba navo.
Amen. Shining around me, around about me and them that journeyed with me, and when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Arise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of the things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the generals unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, and they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. That's the part which the prophet enjoyed so much.
Zvino takati tawira pasi tose, ndikanzwa izwi richiti kwandiri norurimi rwechebhuru, Sauro, Sauro, kunonditambudzireiko? Zvinokuremera kupfuura zvinobaya. Ndikati, ndimi aniko Ishe? Ishe akati, ndini Jesu waunotambudza. Asi simuka umire nemakumbo ako, nokuti ndazviratidza kwauri nezvizvi kuti ndikuite munyai nechapupu sezvawakaona, sezvandichakuratidza nazvo kwauri. Ndichakurwira kuvanhu nokuvahedheni vandinokutumira kwavari, kuti usvinudze meso avo vabve murima vaende muchiedza, nokubva pasimba raSatani vaende kune vasimba raMwari, kuti vagamuchire kanganwiro rezvivi zvavo nenhaka pakati pevakaitwa vatsvene nokutenda kwandiri. Naizvozvo, mambo Agrippa, handina kuramba kuteerera chiratidzo chedenga.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then verse 27, Paul goes on to say, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophet?
Verse 27, Paulo ndokuti mambo Agrippa, ko munotenda here vaprofita?
Praise the Lord. Okay, friend.
Preaching is not a difficult thing. What can be difficult is appreciating God's desire of what has to be spoken for the day. Usually that can make a man grow thin in very few hours.
Amen. Saka tirikungovimba kuti zvichida ndozvinoda kuti taurwe namwari manheru ano ndokutenda kutina kumavari.
So we believe that what we're going to say, it is God's desire for the day according to our faith.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Our friends over there, give us life story, paragraph 44. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Dr. Mfundis Rishinji.
I'd like to thank the pastor very much for granting me this opportunity to stand before you and speak the conviction of our faith.
Because we have believed our prophet. Amen.
So I'd like to thank the Lord because of this opportunity. We appreciate and we love our pastor.
Amen.
I learned something.
Amen.
Something about pastors.
Amen. That
one thing, I think if we can come to an appreciation of it, it would help all of us.
Amen. See, mfundisi ava vakakika bora.
You know, like if he maybe he kicks a ball.
Amen. But gede ripakagara munhu wamwari brother mavangu.
Maybe let's say the gate, the goalpost is where Brother Mavango is seated.
Amen. As is right, akuti.
But let's say.
Mfundisi vanobva vakika bhora rakadaiso.
And the pastor, when he shoots, maybe he shoots in that direction.
Kusina gate.
He will be far away from the goalpost.
Amen. Mwari,
God,
vanosungirwa.
He is obligated.
Kudzura gate kuna brother Mawango uko.
To uproot the goalpost from brother Mawango.
Amen. Vondorisima kwaenda kwaendeswa bhora nemufundisi.
And then plant it where the pastor would have kicked the ball towards.
Because at the end of the day, under no circumstance, bhora iroro fana kugowa.
Because whatever happens, when the pastor kicks the ball, he must score.
Amen. Saka mwari vanotoita mamini mini kuti gede rive ikoko.
So
mfundisi akatorara mwari vachidzura magede kuteverera kwaisa bhora.
So God will do whatever it takes to uproot the goalposts, to take them to where the ball would have been shot towards so that he scores.
Amen. Saka whatever advice inobva kumufundisi, whatever he said,
ringava zano ripi kana kurayirwa kupi kwauchapowa nemufundisi,
ndimwari.
It is God.
And kunogowa.
And he is going to score.
Amen. Hapana nyaya ipapo kutogowa rinogowa.
There is no argument about that. He is going to score.
Even uchitoriona kuti apa tiri kurwenda kusina gate.
You might be looking at it and like, no. But that is not where the goalposts are.
Amen. Ayo vamwevese vafana kunangisa kune gate asi mufundisi anonangisa chero kwavanangisa.
Every one of us, if we want to score, we must direct our shoot towards the goalpost. But the pastor can kick whichever way he wants to kick.
Asi rinozongoonekwa riri kuseri kwemanet.
But he will score all the same.
Amen. Saka ndataura zvirahwe chikuru.
I'm speaking in riddles and parables.
Amen. Asi vane nzeve dzekunzwa vanonzwa zvinoreva zvirahwe.
But those that have ears to hear will appreciate what riddles mean.
Amen. Okay, friends, because of our time, we don't want to waste much of our time tonight. Let's take that quotation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was born on April 6, 1909. Because you know, that means that makes me a little over 25 now. The morning that I was born, mother said they opened up the window and now we had no doctors. There was a midwife and that midwife was my grandmother. So when I was born and my first beginning to cry. Sorry, my brother.
Pakanga pasina mumwe nyamukuta, nyamukuta akanga aripo, akanga vari mbuya vangu, chiedza chikapinda mandanga ndiri.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And the mother wanted to see a child.
Mai vakanga vabatsirwa vakaona
mwana. And she was no more than a child herself.
Asi mai vacho vanga vari mwana pachavo.
And when they opened up the little window,
pavakazarura
kapasera, just at the break of the day, about 5 o'clock,
pakubuda kwezuva nguva dzemashamba kuma 5,
there was an old robin sitting by the side of the little bush, and I have seen the picture in my book of my life story.
Pakanga paine kashiri kakanga kagara ipapo kerudzi rwerobin, makaona mufananidzo wacho mubhuku rangu rinonzi life story.
Amen. We don't want to take much on that one.
Hatidi kutora nguva ipapo.
But there is something about April 6th.
Asi pane nyaya pamusoro pa 6 April.
Which we don't want to touch tonight.
Hatizoda kubata nezvenyaya iyoyo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, friends. Now, I just want to jump a lot of things over here. But however, you said there was a light which appeared in the little cabin. Amen. Praise God. Are we together? Okay, I'll jump to paragraph 49. Well, after I got up about 10 o'clock, after I got up maybe 10 days old or something, they've taken me up the little Baptist church called the Opossum Kingdom.
And
they spoke about the second rider preacher. We know the story. Then he goes on to say on paragraph 15, then at the year of about or something a little over 2 years old, the first vision taken place. Amen. Well, they told around in the mountains there.
51.
That's paragraph 51. Okay. Around the mountains there. That this light came in. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the reason why he was now seeing this light.
Because the pillar of fire had already been photographed.
Hallelujah. So, payaka wonekwa pekutanga in the little cabin when he was born in 1909.
The first time when the pillar of fire was seen in 1909,
it appears as if Mwari vakashuvira kuti ko kamera iri kupi.
It might appear like God desired that there must be a camera.
Hallelujah. But there was no camera.
Amen.
But it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So there was of great necessity that the pillar of fire has to reappear. Hallelujah. Mwari vakatotinhira majournalist vakomana vemanewspaper kuti vaswedere. That particular day,
God actually drove journalists so that they would follow the prophet Pamusi Iwoyo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, friends. So they try to figure it out. Some of them said it must have been the sunlight reflecting on the mirror in the house, but there was no mirror in there. And the sun wasn't coming up, so it was too early at 5 o'clock, and then they just passed it by and was about supposed to be near 3 years old. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, friends. Manirano tutakungo taura pamusoro pe zvinhu zvatakatenda tese.
Would like to talk about those things that we all believe.
Nyanyi zvazvo kunakidza. Ma old timer.
It may not be fascinating to the old timers.
Amen. But in profession to the old, it no fana kungora, but chingo to kerazunizo, jezia, shibatirava mweo, asativa shinswa. Amen.
The prophet encourages us to go over these fundamentals so that we help those that are upcoming and we also bring them to remembrance to all of us.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we want to talk about, says, is this the time? Hallelujah. Because atigoni kunzwisisa,
because we cannot understand,
says, is this the time?
Madzichangamire indiyongwa yacho.
Tisina kutanga tanzwisisa
before we understand
the life story.
Tsarangudzo yeupenyu.
Hallelujah. Because the life story of a prophet,
nekuti upenyu hweprofita,
and his ministry,
nemushumiro mavo,
is one and the same thing.
Upenyu hweprofita.
Hallelujah.
I forget one place where the prophet went to. When he got to that place and there was a big convention, the prophet started talking about his life.
Hallelujah. I think it was Gordon Lindsay.
Who was now giving the testimony. After just explaining about his life. Because of the life story, people gave their lives to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Just explaining about his life.
People
that were sick got healed.
Hallelujah.
Those that had desires in their
Vakashiwana
heart,
in that meeting,
they received the desires of their
but
heart.
But he was talking about himself. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
We just want to talk about the prophet.
Amen.
We just want to talk about the life story of the prophet, which life story is also his ministry.
Hallelujah. Because Pavaitaura about says, is this the time? Vaikokota norondo yeupenyu hwavo hwese kusvikira pavakanga vakamira musi uyo 1962.
He went through all of his life story and literally scraped at the bowel of his life story, giving everything.
Hallelujah. Saka andina kupokana manheru anhasi.
So I do not doubt in my heart
that whatever desire that is in your heart, you are at the right territory. Hallelujah. Whatever you need. Praise the name of the Lord.
You came because God actually wants to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever that we discuss about and talk about as miracles in the life of the prophet.
Amen. Actually, a life story in Porofita.
It's just his life being lived out.
Hallelujah.
That which we talk about Moses.
It is the life story of Moses. Because the Bible says,
in times gone by, Moses was being preached.
Hallelujah.
In one place, Brother Branham said,
I think in the message they're talking. Moses in Egypt.
He says when Moses went to Egypt, the children of Israel were in slavery.
The prophet says, Moses
Moses
unveiled himself.
Akazvibhedenura.
Praise the name of the living God. In other words, Moses wakataura nezvake.
Moses he talked about himself.
Praise the name of the Lord. And nyaya yeupenyu wa Moses.
And the very life story of Moses.
Amen. Ndo yakanga yakazorora rudzikinuro wevana veIsrael from Egypt to Canaan.
The redemption of the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan actually rested on the life.
Because when Moses appeared before Pharaoh,
nekuti Moses pakauya pamberi paFarao,
haana kumuudza Bible.
Moses did not tell.
He spoke about himself.
Moses gave his life story.
Because the Bible said,
nekuti Bible rinoti,
he went before Pharaoh,
akaenda mberi kwaFarao,
and he went before the elders of Israel.
Ndokuenda pamberi pevana vaIsrael.
Akaenda pamberi pevakuru vaIsrael.
When he went before the elders of Israel,
akavaudza achiti,
he told them saying,
nyaya dzamakazwa yani madzovedu Abraham, Isaac na Jacob.
Those things that you heard from your fathers.
Kuti kuna mwari kudenga.
That there is a God up in heaven.
Inini pandakamira panawo pauzima.
I Moses standing before you.
Mwari iye ndiwo ngaitaura neni mazuva esaya.
The God who has been talking to me through these days.
Hallelujah. Vapapedza kuvataurira nyaya iyoyo.
After I had explained all this.
Vese vakazvigamuchira vati handi hetinotaura na Pharaoh.
All of them accepted. Let's go talk to Pharaoh.
Hallelujah. But nyaya yevimbiso kuna Abraham vese vaiziya.
The promise that had been given to Abraham, they all knew it.
But zvaitoda muprofita.
But there was need for a prophet.
Kuti ataure life story yake.
To give his life story.
Kana apedza kutaura life story.
After giving his life story.
Vanhu voti taona mwari.
Then people would say we see.
Vanhu voti handei tine nyika yedu.
Then people would say no, let's go to our land.
Hallelujah. Saka petitaura pamusoro pelife story manheru anhasi.
So when we are talking about the life story tonight.
Vakagara vakasungwa nemasimba eGehenna.
Those that are already seated and bound by
the power of hell. Vari kurwara manheru anhasi.
Those that are sick tonight.
Vari vangu vakungoti kwanyanuku.
They must be able to stand up from
their sick bed. Vari tinevipiso etiinayo.
And say no, we have got a promise.
Kuti mwari vanoporesa zvirwere.
That God heals the sick.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Saka the prophet is saying, yeah, I was born in 1909.
Prophet ari ndakazvarwa mugore 1909.
Nguva yedu yakatoipawo. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Ndikutsvaka kuti ndosiya papi tichitangira papi.
I'm trying what to see what to leave and what to read.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, okay, friends. Muprofita wazvarwa.
Then the prophet was born.
Amen. Chiedza chaonekwa.
And the light was seen.
Amen. The amber light.
Chiedza chaita kunge yellow yakazangana ne green.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Inonakidza nyaya ye amber light.
Chiedza ichi chinotsanangurwa it's a good story.
Amen. Paningati see amen herwa.
But maybe let's just leave that tonight.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Because vabereki vake vanga vasingazive zvakawanda nezvekunamata.
Because his parents did not know much about religion.
Saka hapana zvavainyanyoziva vakatanga kungofunganya funganya vaita pamweya meno zvakaitika iti.
They had their own ideas about what had happened, but they were not really sure.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But Brother Branham ati ndatanga kufamba takuenderera mberi mumashure mumakore maviri ndakatanga kuona zviratidzo.
Brother Branham says, going forward, just after when I was more than slightly about 2 years old, I started seeing visions.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Vatenga kuona zvinhu zvakawanda-wanda miti ichi pachibuda mavoice mumiti pachikunzwika mhepo yakanga ine kakutyisa kayakanga inako kehumwari.
He started hearing voices coming out of trees and whirlwinds that had mysterious voices that sounded godly.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ndobva vachizosvikawo pane nguva yavakatanga kuenda zvavo kuchurch.
Then he got to a point where he started going to church.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know the story.
Nyaya inoiziva.
Amen. Vari panyaya vachienda zvakuchurch kwakanga vachienda.
When he was going to that church where he was attending church.
Amen. One day vakabvaina unovhima.
One day he went hunting.
Panototaura kuti muprofita vakaenda unovhima.
At that very spot where it's being told that he went hunting.
Amen. Panogona kutoita chinhu chemashura ipapo.
Just by reading that sentence,
wapedza kuverenga panonzi I went fishing.
You can get a miracle by just reading the statement that he went fishing.
You can receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the name of the Lord.
Because the Bible says
Moses wakatora makwai asi zvemweya spirit, but actually ndo zvemweya zvacho.
The Bible actually expresses that Moses took the sheep. It does not spiritual, that taking sheep and taking them to the backside of the desert.
That is the reason why it singa tendi zvemo miracle asina nematuro anongotaurwa taurwa.
Because of that simplicity in the Bible, we don't believe in many fake miracles.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because kungogara nekuya kwataita kuchurch nhasi, it's a miracle on its own.
Because by just coming to church and sitting in the pew,
there is no point of manufacturing miracles.
Hapana chikonzero chekubika bika zvira.
Madododo ese upenyu hwako, it's a miracle to begin with.
The every step that you take in your life, choto vachishamiso munana iyoyo.
Saka utomboda mwana wemazuva matatu kuti uone kuti Mwari unaye.
Therefore, you don't need a baby that is born after 3 days of conception to see that there is a God.
No, sir. Ndosaka Ishe Jesu akataura zvikanzi ari kuno musaenda ikoko.
That's why Christ said, he is here, don't go there.
Because he's here already.
Nekuti iye ari pano nechekare.
He's in you already.
Ari mauri
nechekare. Brother Branham said.
Brother Branham vanoti.
Amen. The spirit of the Lord is in the bride.
Mweya waMwari uri mumwenga.
Hallelujah. Saka vaida kunoredza.
So
vakudzoka yokuya kuya vasina mari muhomwe.
When he was coming back and he was penniless.
Zvinhu zvaakutoredza kuti Petro yaakutoderera.
And then it was showing that no, this guy.
Vakatanga kuona zvikwangwani zvevamwe vanga vakanamira pamotikari zvakangonzi Jesus only.
He started seeing notices that were on other people's cars written Jesus only, little stickers on vehicles.
Amen. Saka vakaona huwandu hwadzo vakaona kuti aiwa kunogona kunge kune chiri kuitika ikoko.
He realized that the number of Jesus only stickers was quite a lot, so he felt there must be something
happening. Kunyange vanga vasingazive zvakawanda zvaMwari.
Although he did not know much about God,
Mwari havatange kutungamirira munhu paanotanga kuziva zvizhinji zveumambo.
God does not start to lead you when you know a lot about the kingdom.
No, sir. Paukanga uri mukati mezvinhu zvako munyika muyamwe.
When you were right in your own things in the world.
Even wakagara mubhawa.
Even when you were seated in the
bureau. God was with you.
Mwari vaive newe.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Tiri tose here.
Hallelujah. Jacob akabva atora utangwe nekutsotsa.
He got the birthright by tricks and crooks.
Hallelujah. Ndobva atanga kuva a vagabond.
Ndokutanga kungova munhu anongoberereka achienda.
Even because rakanga riri tsotsi.
Because he was a crook.
Hapana zvakawanda zvanga akunyanyoziya zvekungota nehudangwe, asi nyanyozonzwisisa kuti zvinobva papi zvisvika papi.
He did not know much. All he knew is I have the birthright. But what the birthright meant, he also was clueless about it.
But ari mukati memadzudzo iwayo.
But right in the midst of those problems.
Bible wrote wakarara hake paluzi akatsamira dombo nokushayikwa kwepiro nokuomara kweupenyu.
Bible says when he came to lose and there he had a stone for a pillow. Not because it was anything spiritual, but because he had no money for a better pillow.
Praise the name of the Lord. When
he was at that place, the Bible says
he saw the heavens open. Hallelujah.
There was nothing much that he knew at that time. He did not know the
church.
He did not know the church.
But the Bible says,
but the Bible
he saw heaven open. And the ladder came down. Then
the angels were now
coming down. God
did not start with you when you got baptized.
God started
with you kuburikidza nekufana
kutemerwa by foreknowledge. Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Are we together, friends? Amen. Hallelujah.
So Jacob continued being a trickster along his life.
Amen. Even pakaenda kumba kwa Labani, hapana chachaitika ba.
When he went to Laban's house, nothing had happened.
Because akaramba achingotsotsa.
He just continued on being a trickster.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But Mwari wakanga ainaye.
But in all that, God was with him.
Amen. Mwari waitomuchengeta munzira dzake dzese.
God was keeping Jacob in all his ways.
Hallelujah. Kuti asadyiwane shumba dzemusango.
So that maybe he may not be devoured by the lions of the forest.
Kuti asafa nenzara ari ega.
So that he may not die of hunger when you
are running. Saka Mwari vanoshengeta matsotsi.
So God can keep and preserve tricksters.
Hallelujah. Kuita kuti pagone kuzowana rimwe zuva tsotsi parinoimba chimbo. He reached down in the Mary clay.
So that one day, tsotsi iroro rinogona kuzoimba rwumbo rwekuti Mwari akashashavira ruoko rwake madhaka.
Mwari vanochengeta zvidhakwa.
God can keep drunkards.
Mwari vanochengeta vanhu vese vese zvavo.
God can keep many people.
That is the reason why when we are gathered like this,
ndochikonzero kana takaungana.
We sing amazing grace out with the sound. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Wakatotsika zvino uraya usati watenda.
You actually stepped on many dangerous things before
but
you
Mwari vakakuchengeta.
But God kept you all the same.
Wakatsika zvino kuvadza usati wanamata.
You stepped on many dangerous things before
but
you worshiped God.
The eagle eye of Jehovah was upon you.
Ziso rechapungura Mwari ranga riri pamusoro pako.
Hallelujah. Saka vakabva vateverera mota dziya dziya.
So Brother Branham followed those cars.
Praise the name of the Lord. Saka tichiri kuchamba zvinhu zvakawandisa.
We're just skipping over many issues.
Saka vateverera izvo mota dziya ndobva vasvika kuyakuya kwavanga vane musangano.
He then got to the place where there was the convention.
Ndobva vaona an experience.
Then he got an experience.
Yakavabatsira kuti vagone kuona zvimwe zvanga zviri beyond zvanga vajaira.
An experience that helped him to see zvakawanda kudarika his the usual.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the reason why sometimes you know any munhu kuchurch.
You bring somebody to church.
Oya nae kuchurch panobva paitwa ordination on a Sunday. What is the prayer request lot Mwari ataure naye?
Then here you are. You've prayed that God will speak to that person. But lo and behold, it's a Sunday for ordination of deacons.
Hallelujah. Aikona kunzwira Mwari tsitsi.
Don't feel pity for God.
Pamwe Mwari arida kuti shasha iyoyi ione zvimwe zvinhu zviri beyond manamatiro aajaira.
Maybe God wants that person to learn something beyond his usual approach to religion.
Muchibuda church you'll be surprised.
Maybe at the end of the service,
nai hapana kumboita munhukadzi sei kubva madhikoni paya paya. Then wawana pekutangira.
How come none of your deacons?
God has got means and ways of dealing with his own people. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God. Are we together? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, friend. Amen.
Then Brother Branham went home.
But
he had seen a different
side.
Then so many things that he did not understand continued happening.
When he was with Mwari South to worship,
then he would take it to his preacher friend. Then they would tell him that this is for the times way past this.
When he was with Mukuru Church,
then he took it to the elders of the
listen
church.
Listen to me, young boy.
Inzwaka mukomana.
Amen. Roy Davis. Amen. Wakanga.
He was.
Asiri mutendi wanhasi.
He was not a
modern day believer. He was not the pastor of today.
Akasiri mufudzi wanhasi.
Saka hakuna ba munhu ane chipo. Because vanhu vane chipo tisinonetsa.
So there is no one who has got a gift.
Nyangwe chipo chechii zvacho.
Whatever gift that you have.
Ungati taure kuti pastor havasi kunzwisisa chipo changu.
No gift holder should come and stand and say the pastor cannot understand my gift.
It's not a sin for a pastor not to understand your gift.
Hachisi chivi kuti pastor hazunzwisisa chipo.
Kana takuda kushamba ako makasi wawo.
If you want to go in your life.
Pastor aendera kuti vatadza kukunzwisisa nechipo chako.
Pastor unoda
kudenga vachifora asi vasingatendi kuti une chipo. Kunyange chabva kuna Mwari.
He will walk straight right into heaven even if he fails to understand your gift which is God given.
Let's give the Lord a clap offering,
friend.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Because people many times they think, no, I just want to step over my gift.
Not among the street kids,
but
amidst these dignitaries.
Chipochemun will make a way for him, not to common men, but a way for him to great men.
Praise the name of the Lord.
But your gift is only believed by sisters and church.
Amen. Can I check up?
If it's a God-given
God gift, God will make a way. So that the deacons
may see your
gift.
The pastor will see your gift.
But can I check up?
If it's God-given,
God will give you patience. Praise the name of the Lord.
When he's making the way for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because it's cheap.
Because a gift, it cannot be hidden forever. It will find its way out.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God.
A gift is not something which is complicated.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Your gift, every gift believes the COD.
Gift,
because gifts do not need many books to put them in order. You bring the two red books and then the gift is in order.
Hallelujah. Like the other day, you know, I was just laughing with our boys over there. Amen, our boys in Highfield. You know, I love them so much. So we were just joking. They were saying, but Pastor, why is it these days we don't have people who speak in tongue and so forth and so forth?
Very simple. So when I was just joking with them, I then gave them a simple answer. Then I said, you know, if somebody actually speaks in tongues here.
Amen.
If that person cannot come in time for quiet time, that person is going to be a problem for us.
Amen. Because that's all simple things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Before you even prophesy over our life, are you coming in time for quiet time?
Especially Panap.
Then I said, Kushkuru say Ivo Pano.
Then I said, look at that. Let's forget about that gift.
Then I said, look, boys, especially at this church, you boys come late. You cannot even take time to arrange chairs in order where you want to sit.
What are we saying?
Have to come and do that. We are saying
everything
which is God given follows a particular order.
She positioning us in the position of the pastor. We don't want it.
If your gift cannot recognize Jimbo Yomufuti, Chipo Chagua Tichidi.
Hallelujah. Okay, friends, let's forget about that one. And try to move forward. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, Saka, Dr. Roy Davis,
But God is good. When Dr. Ray Davis saw it, he accepted that he had seen it.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then he says he does not see it. So many things started happening thereafter.
Praise the name of the Lord. We remember when
he used to meet the soothsayers and sorcerers. There is a story which is good for us. This Magite Mchenjeru Pagaona, Brother Branham. He said to Brother Branham, come here. Then he started telling Brother Branham many things about his life. Then Brother Branham asked this Magite, how do you know this
Jesus?
Then he said, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, something happened in the heavens. The stars crossed and so on. So when you were born also, stars crossed one another up in heaven.
Because
every time when a great gift comes, such things happen.
But where
I want today, that's where he said,
iwewe haufe wakabudirira.
He said to him, you will never be successful.
Amen.
Whilst you are just going from pillar to post,
you only be successful in the West.
Praise
the name of the Lord. No, somehow is connected with the Western horizon.
Because the way that you were born, you know, batana nekumavirira.
Hallelujah. So
all these years when Brother Branham was just a small
boy, he
had a desire to go west.
Sometimes
you would look even at a plane going west.
You would
hear a tug in his soul.
Praise the name of the Lord.
When he would read even poems, if you would read somewhere called West,
poem,
that would really touch him.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
So then this Majet said to him, your life is tied.
You will
horizon.
Not be successful anywhere else. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the most important part of our subject tonight. Hallelujah.
So things started being then he told his wife, I want to go and look for the Lord.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Then he says, peradventure, I delay coming back. Tell the people at work to find a replacement for me.
Because
I'm actually not coming back until I find meaning to these things that happen around me. But God hears prayer even tonight.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then he went to pray.
Then ndakaenda panzvimbo yangu yekunamata.
He says, I went to my prayer place. This place is hidden such that even the FBI of America can find me. So when I was right in the midst of prayer and I had prayed and I was now just resting, seated on a stool.
Amen. And Ipa.
He says, right there. That's when I saw the light. Then I thought, maybe somebody has brought a little torch. Then I said, but no ways. There is no little torch that can get here. He says, as the light was drawing nearer, it was getting bigger. Until it was now filling the whole place where I was.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Stepping out of the light.
He says, "Ndakaona somebody can achipuda kuvamchiedza."
Amen. He saw a man stepping out of the light.
Wakaona munhu achipuda kuvamchiedza.
Because when we are talking about angels,
nekukanachitaura nezvengirozi.
Amen. Tinotaura about a he, not a she.
Tirikutaura pamusoro pemunhu rume, kwete mudzimai.
Bible rese.
The whole Bible.
Pakaonekwa ngirozi pakanzi he.
Where an angel was seen, pakanzi munhu rume.
And a pastor is an angel.
Uye mufudzi, ingirozi.
Amen.
Mutumwa.
Saka ngirozi must be a he, not a she.
Ngirozi ngaive munhu rume, kwete mudzimai.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
He says, when I was gripped by fear. The angel said to me, "Don't fear. I've been sent from the presence of God so that I can reveal to you things about your mysterious life."
Amen.
Then he was told that you were born for a purpose, so that you might take God's healing power and take it to the people. That's what you believed. So if you are sick, you must be healed.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Then the angel said, if you continue to be faithful, these things will get bigger.
Because
in your
God
life
is not a stagnant God.
No, sir,
he's a moving forward God. He's a progressing God. That's the reason why he said unto Moses,
when the children of Israel just stood still at the Red Sea, it troubled him. Because
Amen.
He knew God is not a stagnant God.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, but what are you
Speak
waiting
and
for?
Go forward. Because he's a moving forward God. Amen. And you must move as well. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
On your faith, Ed.
Amen. By virtue, Ed.
On your virtue,
moving from glory to glory.
Amen.
You may not be what you are. But
you are not what you used
because
to.
Because our God is a moving forward to God. That is the reason why the prophet at one time said, Lord, I've been on this mountain for too long a time. Amen.
Says, if you continue to be faithful, these things will get bigger until you understand the mysteries of God. Then he says, if pertaining to diseases, there is no single sickness or disease that will stand before your prayer.
Not even cancer.
Amen.
That's the reason why. From that place, he went world over, singing only believe all things are possible. It became his only theme. Not even can they stand before your prayer.
They
say you are going
to pray for dignitaries and kings. After that conversation,
he gathered himself.
No,
the angel gathered himself and went back into the ball of fire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Then the prophet came out. Then he went home.
And he said, I went back. Ready to face the world. With a grade 7 certificate.
Certificate of grade 7.
Hallelujah. And straight away he went to Dr. Ray Davis.
Dr. Ray Davis. I was told that I'm going to pray for dignitaries, for kings, and men in high places.
He went with a grade 7.
Then Dr. Davis said, you with your grade 7 certificate, you think you're going to go around the world
which associate and my president.
Associating with presidents. What had you eaten, Billy, on that night?
Praise the name of the Lord. But God
Asimari
is always ready to prove the critics wrong.
Hallelujah.
I remember the engineer in, is it in Sweden or Australia? Whatever, Pastor.
Engineer, where?
In Sydney.
I got Sydney.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Everybody said, nothing is going to come out of this.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is going to come out of this. You can never put a bridge on this place.
Hallelujah. But however, engineer,
But the engineer stood firm on his vision.
Then one day, when the construction was complete,
he went to the mayor, not every common man. Then he says, no, I'm done building the bridge.
Hallelujah.
Let us go test. Then he says, no, don't bring bring trains to go across. Then he went ahead.
Praise the name of the living God. God is always ready to silence the critics. Let them say what they want to say. Let them say what they want to say. Amen. But at an appointed time. Amen. God can be silent for such a long time. But at an appointed time. When he breaks the silence. All the critics will went to sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Okay, friends. Hallelujah.
Then the prophet said, no, I'm not looking at that which is around
me.
I'm just standing on what he said.
Amen.
Do we have somebody tonight?
Who is saying, I am prepared.
Standing on what God says.
The prophet of Malachi 4 says,
if
God says anything, it's eternally so.
God is only
prepared to jeopardize everything and stand with what he says, and all things are possible even unto such a one. Praise the name of the living God.
God talked to Abraham.
You are going
to have
and
a son.
The Bible said
Bible
he staggered not.
Abraham God is looking for people who don't stagger. He's looking for a
mother
who will not stagger. When she sees something that this is God who has spoken, she will stand. Stand firm despite who criticizes.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. And a ministry, a worldwide ministry, was born. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God. Then a Branham ministry
was born.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God.
So the prophet went world over.
Amen.
The sick being healed.
Newspaper.
Not that you hear these things from newspaper. People will be reading in newspapers and they have testimonies that people are being healed at this place, but none of them has a relative who has been healed there.
Praise the name of the Lord.
But it will be said that people are being healed at that place. People are being delivered at that place.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people that were healed who were saying, I'm talking about people that were being healed, that were being known in the whole city, that blind man at that corner. I'm talking about healing of somebody who was going to the Congress building being pushed on a wheelchair.
Praise the holy name of the living God. Then one day, praise the name of the living God, when he was standing there, he saw a vision.
He says, I saw a man. He was speaking and people were gathering. And he continued to look at that. Then he saw what suit he was putting on. The suit that he had, he was not putting on that day. But when he had been prayed for, he was now going. Then he says, Congressman, don't you have a suit of this color? A striped suit.
Zigan, the guy take a zero, no.
Then the congressman says, I actually bought that suit yesterday.
That is the ministry I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Could the congressman back and now take a suit?
That one congressman went to buy the suit.
He was under divine supernatural surveillance. Praise the holy name of the Lord.
When he went to pay for his suit, angels were all over the place. They were taking details.
Praise the holy name of the living God. That is the healing power I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the people to God. Brother, Dr. Sam White was Zikama go America.
Dr. Sam was known in the whole of America.
The Mayo brothers why Zikama go America.
Mayo brothers why Zikama America yourself.
When the man who would Iowa kuna mwe doctor wakazomuta asila AIDS Iowa.
It was not people who don't say it's just some doctor from the beyond of beyond who say it is now HIV negative.
Iowa. No. Praise the name of the living God. What is also?
It was not like that.
Amen. Pastor of the church, you got cancer.
The pastor of the church actually had cancer.
Amen. Doctor.
And he was examined by many doctors.
Amen.
And the doctor said, no, yes, he's got cancer.
Brother Branham, medically speaking.
Then the doctor said, no, Brother Branham, we can't help your friend in terms of medicine.
Amen. Then Brother Branham wambo garagara zvauko mazuva.
Then Brother Branham after some days.
Amen. Vakamirira kunzwa kubva kuna Mwari.
He was just waiting to hear from the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ndobva vakazoudzwa nedenga.
That's when he was told by the heaven.
Amen. Ndobva vataura zvikanzi brother.
Then he said, no, brother.
Praise the name of the Lord. You are healed.
Makapodzwa imini.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Then the doctors went to verify that story. Not recently qualified doctors. But renowned doctors, so that this story will be broadcasted
worldwide. No, even cancer will not stand before your prayer.
Because God had said, kunyangwe gomarara harisi kuzomira mberi kwamunamato wako.
Hallelujah. Saka vanhu vese vakatanga kutapirirwa.
Everybody started getting blessed and enthused.
Amen. Neshumire mporofita.
By the ministry of the prophet.
Amen. Praise the name of the living God. Kuringira kuti umwe mukuru wanga asingadiwo kungoswedera padhuze.
And even a certain man who did not want to come close to this ministry.
You
know, he was begged by his wife.
Amen.
Then he says, no, let's go there. When they got there,
Brother Tom was born.
Brother Tommy was born.
He saw
what he saw. Then he wrote and
said,
just the way Christ walked in Galilee
on the shores of America
is the way that Brother Branham walked on the shores of America. And even the prophet says, Christ, he achieved much more. He
had more
in my ministry
in the four gospels.
More than he had success in the four gospels.
Because of my four gospels, I shouldn't have done.
Because in the four gospels, he would pray for the blind.
But I'm going to have blinded eyes.
Those that had blinded eyes, I very much this
but in Mushumire
but in his ministry,
Christo Jesu,
Christo Jesu,
Brother Branham Manoji,
Brother Branham says, I looked at him and realized he had no eyeballs. What was needed?
Was it not a healer? What was needed? Was it nothing less but a creator? The God that created a realm. Amen on Mount Moriah. Was the same God who was on its demand in that particular situation. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
He went many cities, many times.
In the TV.
Or another
Florence
one.
Florence Nightingale.
In South Africa, Florence Nightingale had gone through her time on TV. So she actually had.
Brother Branham and
his party was now going. When he actually embarked from his plane in England.
Hallelujah.
There was never a minister or ministry. That you don't need
Brother
to
Branham
know
says,
his number of people.
William Branham.
Brother Branham says, just write that William Branham.
Yeah, to William Branham. Inosika.
I will receive
the there's letter. Never been a ministry like that on the soil, under the sun.
Atina
kutende ngano the chamber.
We did not believe.
We had believed the sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
So when he got off the plane,
Vagabavazwa through the pager, could William Branham are good.
Vakans, what could speaker and I said, I see, could William Branham
be a good one? Skeleton.
He went there and discovered that there was a skeleton waiting.
Hey, even but God can do anything.
Even tonight,
if we can only believe.
He prayed for him.
Within no time.
Pastor
Angula.
And within no time, he received a snap from
him.
She was gaining kgs by the minute.
Praise the name of the living God.
Panguwa
imechete King George Vairuara.
At the same time, King George Vairuara.
No, but I end up palace.
So, Brother Branham went to his palace.
Praise the name of the Lekuno Namatira Vakuru.
To pray for.
Because
when God has said something, that's what will happen.
Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God.
Zidara Jehovah Rikutwe.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Zidara Jehovah Rikutwe.
Zagava Roy Davis Wakangavariko.
Roy Davis was
but
there.
But you know, when he was there, he was
hearing all these things through the news.
A woman, a
that no, something great is happening.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then he also got enlightened.
Amen.
Then he says, if I had read my Bible
better,
I would have understood of the power and the manifestation of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. All over the world. William Branham.
William Branham.
What's the name? What's the lips of men?
South Africa,
Durban, Kuvanuvatema.
Then he goes to South Africa, Durban, amongst the blacks.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Zidara Jehovah Rikutwe.
Vari munandari.
Vanga vari mu they were in a stadium. Then he realized, no, I can't lay hands on people here.
Amen. No.
It's not possible.
One must pray.
Then he made one munamato.
Praise the name of the Lord. My wheelchair and my glasses and my whatever.
The wheelchairs, the crutches, the walking sticks and everything else.
My wheelchair and I got send mail.
Not the wheelchairs you only see in the Sunday mail.
walking sticks ainzi vanhu vakasumudzwa vakanga vasingagoni kufamba. All the walking sticks were new walking sticks.
Because in the Sunday mail, you will hear that these walking sticks were being used by people who came and they were healed. But lo and behold, all the walking sticks will be new.
Saka vakabva kumusoro kwekubhinga.
But people that had come,
mari yekutenga walking sticks.
You tell me that somebody coming from the pen of beyond
is bigger.
Everybody had a new walking stick, all looking good and nice, though old had crooked walking sticks.
Hallelujah. William Branham in South Africa.
William Branham in South Africa. He never said, come and see miracles to the newspaper. He just prayed his mass prayer. Then he went to sleep. They actually went to look for him. Then the mayor of the city said, I know you're tired, but open your window. Look at that.
Praise the name of the living God.
Then he saw truckloads and truckloads of wheelchairs, of walking sticks, of crutches, black people.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Not that Macheso was singing for these people. Black people
singing only believe.
Vachimba iwe tenda chete.
In their native language.
Vachimba ruya uru.
Praise the name of the living God.
They did not hire Toki Vibe to sing for the people. The people sang for themselves.
Only believe.
Only believe.
Jesus is here. All things are possible. Even unto them that believe. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God. Are we together, friends? Hallelujah. The life of William
Branham.
Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the Lord. My God. Hallelujah.
All these excited people. Others close their churches.
Glory be to God. But
there is a prayer that he had begged William Branham. That Lord, all this that I'm seeing. When I get to a point where denominations cannot finance this.
Amen.
I will know that it's now my time to leave all this that I'm doing and go back to Jeffersonville. Let's put that prayer and put it close by us.
Praise the name of the Lord.
And what that Majaito Sosara said, let's keep it close.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
So through all
this,
so many things were
happening.
And you were seeing many visions. So many things were happening. Seeing visions. Then we get to a
point. At 50s.
It was the end, late 50s.
Amen. And the early 60s.
Late 50s and early 60s.
Amen. Vakuona manje vanhu.
He was seeing people.
Avashanyori tsamba sezvavaisiita.
Oh yes. They were no longer writing as many letters as they used to.
Hallelujah. Because remember.
When he preached one service at Mishawaka, he received plenty of invitations. So he had actually employed a brother to help
my prayer clothes.
Receiving, reading the letters
and
responding. He realized that the letterbox was getting smaller. And there was not even a single invite to a particular church.
Then after a certain meeting, praise the name of the Lord, the brothers came to the prophet. And they said unto him, Musangano edu yasiya chikwereti.
I think we have run a bill that we have failed to pay.
Hallelujah.
At this convention.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Then pamberapo ndobva vakunzwa nemanyerekupe kuri kune maauditor ezimura akutarisisa zviri kuitika musangano wa William Branham maringe nezvemari.
Then after a while he heard that some tax people were beginning to audit what was happening to the money's collections that were coming to the William Branham ministry.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Are we together, friends? Then
one day, he saw a vision. A certain woman holding a baby.
A brown costume.
Okay.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Are we together, friends? Amen.
Then the angel whispered to him. Then he said, if you see this vision, if you see the manifestation of this person bringing her brown suit to
the
platform and her baby, there is something connected.
Because remember, friends,
we don't just believe prophets who say, I saw a plane falling
from
the sky. We don't believe prophets who just say, I saw a woman in a brown suit.
With no spiritual significance. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, friends? Praise the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Then he says, no. There is something attached or linked to this woman.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Amen. My God. Okay, let's try to find somewhere to close. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Then, one day, praise the holy name of the Lord.
Then he went to another convention.
Amen. Breakfast. Ministerial association.
And he was just speaking at a ministerial breakfast.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then
all the ministers that were there, they demonstrated that whatever William Branham was saying, they were not content.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then,
we see all these events.
Hallelujah. Then,
when Branham Tabernacle was being built,
I forget, was it the building or the renovation? Okay, whatever it was. Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Brother Branham
says,
Vakatora Gwaro kuna Second Peter.
He took the way to do it from 2 Peter.
Praise the name of the Lord. Do ye the work of an evangelist.
Because
time will
come when people will not enjoy this, will not accept
sound
doctrine. And then he took that scripture, the paper, and he put it behind the cornerstone.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Amen. So are you seeing all these things? Hallelujah.
So people started pulling off.
But I want to tell you,
when people despise you, pull away from you, they don't like you anymore, don't worry yourself about that. They are giving an opportunity so that you can associate with the angels.
Praise the name of the living God.
That is not the time to speak too much. That's not the time to call people.
Be still and know that I am God.
Iwe weterama uzive kuti ndiri Mwari. God is pushing them away from you.
Kuti paite divine intervention.
So that paite kupindira kwa
Mwari. Kuti vakupe mukana wekuwadzana nezvisingaonekwi.
To give you an opportunity to associate with the unseen world.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, friends.
Zvakadaka isha Mwari.
Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Then one day, he said, Gene was driving.
He says, Brother Gene was driving.
Amen. Maybe they were coming from a meeting from Wetalo, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. And his heart was a bit heavy. Hallelujah. Are we together, friends? Hallelujah. Then,
he was just seated at the passenger
seat. We happened to put it in a lawyer message.
Yes.
Okay, but let's forget about that and try to continue on. Wherever he was seated, Amen. Okay, then he saw a vision. Praise the name of the living God.
He had a heavy heart. Then he saw a vision.
Bulldozer.
He saw a bulldozer. A bulldozer was actually coming and wrecking close to his yard.
Amen.
Amen. Then he stood up.
What the hell are you doing over here?
Then he went to the driver and said, Then that guy uttered a bit of nonsense.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then
he said,
Brother, I don't want to tell you, no, look, man, don't do things like this because, okay, you know, from all days.
Okay, I'm just joking, man. Well, but that's exactly what the prophet says.
That's what the prophet says.
Amen. But then the angel says, leave him alone, you are a minister.
Because certain things other people can do, but ministers can't do it. Certain things ministers understand them, not everybody else.
Praise the name of the Lord. And
then he was told, no, just leave.
Then the angel goes on to say, amen, when you see this happening,
then get into the issue that Magi was talking about.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then one day when he was in a meeting,
then he saw that woman in a brown suit.
Hallelujah.
When he saw that woman, he actually got afraid.
And he went to the back of his Bible. And it was written. Praise the name of the living God. Okay, we'll say something about that later. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God. Hallelujah. Then after so many things have happened, so that we can close. But I think we'll just find somewhere to close. We will not be able to touch nothing here. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Are we together, friends? Then, after so many things that happened, hallelujah.
Amen.
So many things that happened.
Amen.
Many
brothers started having dreams. Those were the quotations we're supposed to read.
Junior Jackson, Brother Baylor, Sister Steffi, and you know.
Brother Baylor, and so on.
Praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then one day,
Sister Steffi.
Amen.
She fell sick.
Amen. Then
she went to Brother Branham's house so that Brother Branham will pray for her before she goes to the hospital.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because Brother Branham, God used with medicine.
Amen. Yes, sir. Because in one quotation, Brother Branham says, Marivan to put out Negura for hospital.
Amen. Okay, but let's forget about that and try to continue.
Amen.
Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
Saka Sister Steffi wauya vakabva vanamatira.
Sister Steffi ndokuya ndokunamatira.
Praise the name of the Lord. Ndobva vaenda havo kuchipatara.
Then she went to the hospital after being prayed for.
Then mangwana acho Brother Branham ndobva vateerawo.
Chifumi.
Mangwana or whatever.
Brother Branham went
to talk yakuya. Kundovaona.
Then he followed to the hospital to see Sister Steffi.
Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, praise the holy name of the Lord.
Zitara Jehovah rikudzwe.
Kana kudzoka.
When he was now coming back on his way back.
Ndopa vakasungana nemukomana vaitamba naye vaiti Madhiye. Wakanga aku municipality.
Then
vakanga akushanda sa engineer.
Then he met that guy that he had grown up with who was now working as an engineer at the municipality offices.
Praise the name of the Lord. Ndopa amubvunza zvikanzi kosha mwana.
Then he asked him,
nyai yekuvakwa kuri kuzoitika apa iri kuitika rini?
Then he says, man, tell me, I hear of some construction of a road somewhere here. When is it going to happen?
Zvikanzi shamwari, it's later than you think.
Mukomana ndobva ati, ah, wanonoka iwewe, zvakangoitika izvozvi.
Kumubva muvhawo zvimwe zvinhu zvavo zvasiya zvakadaro vazozviita vega.
Then he says, I wanted to move a few things and so on. Then he was told, no, leave it, they'll do it.
Praise the name of the Lord. But Sister Steffi was at the hospital, vanga vauza a dream.
Before Sister Steffi had gone to hospital, she had told Brother Branham a dream.
Saka pavakaudzwa nyai.
When Brother Branham was told this story now.
Praise the name of the living God. Na never come on out.
Hey, by the municipality guy.
Hands in the cans kwa kutedera.
He says, fear gripped me.
Then I went home. And I took my book of visions.
Ndokuma ndatora bhuku rangu rezviratidzo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because the Bible rinoti.
Because the Bible says
the visions of Jeremiah.
Zviratidzo zvaJeremiah.
So he took the book of the visions of William Branham.
Ndokuma ndatora bhuku rezviratidzo zvaWilliam Branham.
Praise the holy name of the living God.
Zita raJehovah rikudzwe.
Are we together, friends?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ndobva vatanga kuona zvavakanga vakanyora kuseri kuya kuya.
He started reading what he had written at the flyleaf of his Bible.
Ndobva vaudza mudzimai wavo.
Then he told his wife.
Because pane vision atisina kuzotaura vakanga vakagara pavakanga vakagara vari mota achidriva na Brother Gene.
Because we did not talk about that vision where he was seated on whichever.
He says, zvakaita senge ndakanga ndakagara in a covered wagon.
He says, ndakagara ndiri mumota aita kunge yakavharika kunge
pick up. Even then, pa side pa passenger baba yagara mudzimai wangu.
Is there one my passenger side my wife was seated.
Ndakatanga kuchaira ma horses.
So I was now driving these horses.
Amen. Ndakuenda.
And I was now going
towards the western direction.
Ndakananga kumavirira.
Praise the name of the living God. Then as in ndiri mukati me vision here.
He says when I was in that vision.
The vision changed.
Chiratidzo chakamba chachinja.
And the wagon became my station wagon.
Ngoro yangu yaye madhongika. Pakare ipapo yakamba sanduka ikamba yaita kunge mota yangu pick up yakavharika kumasure.
You understand the vision.
Unzwisisa kafamba ke vision.
Praise the name of the living God. Saka Junior Jackson akarota hope.
Now Junior Jackson had a dream.
And many other brothers.
Netwo hama.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But let me close with this one.
Rega ndipedze neizvi.
For us to approach the dream of Junior Jackson.
Kutisvika pahope dza Junior Jackson.
Brother Branham vanotaura pamusoro peshumiro yavo muhutatu.
Brother Branham talks about his ministry in three stages.
Because vanotaura panemwe nguva ndakaruona chiratidzo chidzidziswa nemutumwa how to fish.
He says, I saw in a vision an angel teaching me how to fish.
Hey, man, somebody mandoda kudzidzisa kuraura.
Then the angel said, man, I want to teach you how to fish.
But izvo ndiri kuda kuti uraure hadzisi hove dzose dzose.
But I don't just want you fishing for any little bitty kind of fish.
No, sir. Zvino ndoda kuti ubate rainbow trout.
I just want you to go for the rainbow trout.
But the rainbow trout ine maraurirwe ayo nematechnique nematactics nezvainotoda kunzwisisa kuti uibate.
But for you to catch the rainbow trout, there are particular approaches, techniques, and tactics that you need to use.
Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the living God.
Then he says, no, look, if you want to catch the rainbow trout, when you throw your bait, and if you pull, you know those little pretty fishes, the carpenters, but our real target, just want to catch the rainbow trout.
That's our target.
Rainbow trout.
Hallelujah. Who are the rainbow trout?
Rainbow trout in the
Amen. It's you and me.
You and any.
Any angel has to come down to tell the prophet how to catch you and me. Because we are a special species. We are not some kind of people. We are a special people. You are a special class of people.
There is an approach to
we are not attracted by anything. We are not attracted by any bait. We are attracted by a special. Praise the name of the Lord.
The way you can do what? There is no one who is going to be able to do it.
But an angel has to descend.
To teach the prophet. That if you want rhinos, you don't just fish willy nilly like the rest of the
ministers.
There is an approach. There is an approach. You know, you throw your plate. Then you start to pull. When you pull, many people will come. Even many useless fishes. Even those that are not for the call. Even those that are not
the name of the Lord. But you know, so it's like a queen.
But when you then check a little. Check
that is ingade.
What we don't want.
Those
that are not in the book of life.
Those
that are not predestinated.
Those who have not for you.
Why I was not for the
scatter. But it's a rainbow trout.
Will
be attracted.
It's a question.
When they saw the little fish being scattered, the scattering of the little fish, we
were
trying the rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout. When they say,
they are attracting the rainbow trout.
They are the same group as Martin Kumbura.
But it's a little fish.
How to question rainbow trout.
But a little fish.
But she always
speaking. We will be scattered.
When they say, no, they worship a white
fish.
Man.
We will be scattered.
But it's a rainbow trout.
We will say, let me turn aside and
see
this great sight. Why the bush is not being? God bless you tonight.